Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. And this is the podcast where we talk about all things positivity, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us both mentally, emotionally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins we've had in our week, and just talk about things that are happening in our life that are positive, that are fun to talk about. And we talk about random other things like fish and chips and random stuff like that. So yeah, let's go ahead and start with Heather's wins for this week, and then we'll go to me.
All righty. Wins for this week. Well, Josie's on spring break.
Yeah.
And I really loved having her home, and they've slept till about 8-something every day, and that is like the biggest win of all time. Every morning Josie comes in and she says, "What day is it?" And I'm like, "Tuesday." And she goes, "Not school, right?" And I'm like, no school today. And it's just the cutest thing. What else? Josie went to ladies' Bible class with me today for the first time. And she was cute. She made cards for the ladies sitting around us while during the study. And then another win was I really had a lot of fun at our fellowship meal at church this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't really remember much else that we did last week. But I do have, Georgia is going out of town with me this weekend for, a ladies' day, and she's gonna do the scripture reading for it, and I'm giving the lesson, so that'll be a lot of fun. And I get to go see my best friend, so that's a win this week and for next week. So, yeah, on to you.
Okay, awesome. So, what has happened? Wow, I feel like a lot. I got to play golf yesterday, which I haven't played golf in 2 years. Didn't do too bad. Did more horrible than I thought, but it was good. I hadn't played in forever, so I was happy with where I ended up. I shot below 100. That's a positive. And it was really fun. And then I also, hold on. Okay, so I got a cool, fun game for us. Are you ready? After this, it's fun.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Are you nervous?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I see the child. She's hiding between the thing. Wins. Played golf. We had a seminar all weekend on overcoming the blues. Really cool. Got to listen to some fun lessons. And learned a good bit. Especially practical advice.
I like the parenting one the most.
Yeah.
It was like his last lesson.
The practical advice on just a lot of different stuff that would help me out in ministry and stuff about overcoming addiction and anxiety and things like that. The breathing exercises were fun. But it was good. And we enjoyed it a lot. So we're going to send Josie to bed. Okay, and we're continuing. I don't know what happened. No idea. So I'll have to fix that later. So yeah, Aldi is the best. Josie wanted to come down and get her a chocolate chip muffin that they've been getting from Aldi. Aldi's the best. Sorry, I just had to repeat all this. Aldi is awesome. If you like Aldi, let us know you like Aldi. There's no toys, number one. Number two, there's no toys. Number three, the aisles are bigger.
You get out of there faster.
And there's not 47 aisles.
Yes. So, It's so four
reasons
easier.
Why Aldi is the best. Maybe you have other reasons. Oh, that'd be a good question to ask. Which is the best? Rank your top three supermarkets. Rank your top three grocery stores.
Publix, because of the deli. Aldi.
So you'd go number one Publix. Target
supermarket.
Number one Publix?
Number one Publix.
You're going to go broke.
Because I love their poke bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, Aldi for the price and the convenience of getting in and out of there. And three, Target supermarket when it's a super Target.
Yeah. For me,
I have not been into a Kroger here yet, so
Bussies?
I don't know.
Does Bussies count?
No, that's not a supermarket.
Beg to differ. I could get all my groceries I need. It's a Walmart gas station.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's awesome. But yeah.
I like when we did these during the day.
But yeah, me too.
There's just no time to do them in the day.
If anybody knows how to generate time, let me know. Okay, so that has been, what else has been a win lately? So we had our seminar last week. What did we have? Last week. Did we do anything? Friday.
Okay,
Friday. Oh, Sunday afternoon, we got to play Lorcana for 5 hours because it was a lot. My legs were hurting. But we played Lorcana for 5 hours. That was fun.
We didn't even realize we were there that long.
But it was, we learned a lot. Like, we played with our friends at church, and since we didn't have evening service because we did all of our services in the morning and afternoon, we just went and hung out, let the kids play, and they taught us how to play
better
and being more effective. Yeah. So that was super fun. And it was, wow, we played for a long time. Ate way too much this weekend. We had a men's breakfast, which was great. I brought donuts from two different places and made a lot of bacon. Do you like your bacon crispy or chewy?
In between.
My bacon was crispy. I made a lot of bacon, and at the church we have a super oven. I think it's powered by a jet engine. And so it's like,
it is the scariest oven.
Like, you put stuff in there and turn it on, it's like, and you're just like,
well, it's an industrial super oven.
Yeah. And so it cooks bacon really hot, really fast.
Yeah. Half the time.
Yeah. I think I cooked 2 trays, which was two pounds worth of bacon in 8 minutes.
Uh huh.
And it was extra creepy. I'm dogging. This is what's great about men. They were like, that is the best bacon ever. I mean, it was like crumbling. But I thought it was awesome too. So extra thick cut bacon crispified. But yeah, we had a really enjoyable weekend. We ate a lot of food.
Yeah.
And spent a lot of time together with our church family, which was great. And, oh, I played Ultimate Frisbee last night, which I forgot how much I loved Ultimate Frisbee. It hurt. I was in massive pain. I don't like playing on concrete. I'm waiting. It would be awesome when our field is done. That would be a fun game to play.
Yeah.
But it was cool. We had 10 people show up to come and play, so I enjoyed it. And, yeah.
Friday, we went on a hunt around town for Pokemon cards.
Yeah. Again, Pokemon now is going way down here in Clarksville.
Like,
I know where they're at, though. You go to the DG.
Hey, you're not supposed to, like, announce it. But who knew that Pokemon was so big again?
Yeah.
And still. Isn't that wild? But the girls are obsessed with the show, and Georgia plays it at church with some friends, and so it's big deal.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
It was...
That's like one of the few things from our childhood that is still living on.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. What are we playing? I'm scared.
We're playing a game called Is It a Bible Verse or Not? So you have three categories you can choose from: hard, medium, or easy. And I will give you the phrase, and you have to tell me if it is a Bible verse or not.
Wait, which version is it going to be? Is it Message, Cat Bible? What are we talking?
No.
Normal, yeah. ESV type.
Probably.
New King James, something. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you have to guess the skill level, and then I will give you, you have easy, medium, or hard.
Oh.
And then I will give you the phrase.
Can statement. You like start it easy and then move up?
You just choose.
I don't know. I kind of want to do easy to start. Okay. I'm scared.
Number one, God helps those who help themselves.
No.
Okay. That is actually correct. It's from Benjamin Franklin.
I had a feeling.
Okay. What do you want next?
Can I do medium? So was that an easy one?
Medium? Yeah, that was an easy one I gave you. Okay. Medium. Okay.
Even though the easy ones I kind of, I'm curious about now.
We'll go medium. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
No.
Okay. You are correct. That is actually from John Wesley. Okay. Next one.
I mean, the Jews probably lived by that.
Yep.
Obviously, everything was about cleanliness.
Oh, this is a good one.
And uncleanness. Okay.
Okay. You want to go hard?
Sure.
Okay. We will go to
You're picking and choosing.
Okay. Well, you'll get this one. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
No. Wait. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die?
Yeah.
I know a girl in college that has that tattooed on her.
Oh, no.
And I kind of am wanting to say that is a Bible verse.
It is.
But I always want to tell myself it's not.
Isaiah 22:13, but also quoted in 1 Corinthians 15:32.
I also want to say a philosopher tried to say that they said that. But they just plagiarized the Bible.
We're going to make sure. 15:32. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fight with beasts at Ephesus? If the dead are not raised, let us eat, drink, and be. Let us eat, drink, for tomorrow we die.
So the be merry part.
The be merry is not there.
That's why it threw me off.
Interesting. I wonder what little translation this little game does.
Message
in
Bible.
Isaiah 22:13, it is, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. It's the same idea. Okay. You want hard again?
Sure.
To thine own self be true.
Song in our hymn book.
Ever true. Okay. To thine own self be true.
No.
Do you know where it comes from?
No.
Shakespeare. Ugh. So you were correct. Wow, you're doing really good. Okay, another hard one.
I should have known that. I studied Shakespeare for a hot minute. what did she just say?
Hold on. Okay, so our kids are still wanting to be awake. So continuing our game... Heather is, what is your score right now?
I've gotten all of them.
I think you're 100% currently. So, are you ready for one?
Sure.
Money is the root of all evil.
Correct.
Incorrect. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money in itself is not evil, but the love of it is. Okay, then ready again. That was a medium level.
Doesn't help when you're tired.
The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong.
I have no idea.
It's a hard one. It sounds like some, what is it, tortoise and the hare types thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
It is. Maybe that's where they got it from. It's from Ecclesiastes chapter 9,
hmm.
verse 11, which states, "Again, I again saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift and the battle is not to the warriors.
Hmm.
And neither is bread to the wise nor wealth to the discerning." What did this one say? To the strong warriors, same thing. Okay, and last one. This too shall pass.
Yes.
No. Not a part of the Bible. Often misattributed to the Bible, though. That's fun. I like that. All right. Okay, you ready for another game?
Sure.
Oh, man, I need to do this. I need to do guess that sound.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to do that, though. Okay, I got to pull this game up. Sorry, I use AI to develop all my games. What was this question? Oh, okay. Okay, this game is called 5 and 10. Okay, are you ready?
What do you do?
You have a 10-second timer. Okay.
Oh, no.
Wait.
I don't know. That was Hey Delilah.
Okay, so you have a timer. 10 seconds. Okay. In that 10 seconds, you have to give me 5 of something. So you have to guess 5 things in 10 seconds.
Oh, no.
Okay, ready?
5 of what things?
Okay.
Is it going to tell me? Is it like categories or something?
Give me a category.
Give you a category?
No, this will be...
Oh, no.
Okay, so give me 5 Chick-fil-A sauces.
Sweet and spicy sriracha, buffalo, Chick-fil-A sauce, honey mustard, and their barbecue sauce.
9 seconds. Good job. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Name 5 capitals in the United States.
Oh, no.
That was funny. Oh, nope. So I wish we had a video podcast because your face was hilarious. Oh, nope.
Let me tell you a story.
I can cut that out and make it a sound bite and turn it, put it on our thing and have it be like, oh, nope.
When I was in college... I took this history class, and he was so ashamed of the entire class because half the class didn't know their 50 states, the other half didn't know capitals. We spent a majority of the entire quarter learning states and capitals.
That was a good one. Okay. Yes. Hold on, let me ask it to give me some other categories. It just has all Bible categories. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Set. 5 types of fruit.
Tomatoes. What? Grapes. Bananas. Oranges.
I wish we had another buzzer.
Oh.
You got what? 4? Tomatoes, grapes, oranges?
I think so.
3. Okay, 3 in 10 seconds. Sorry for the laugh. Tomatoes. Tomatoes. Beg to differ. So, okay, ready? This is a fun game. 5 fast food chains.
Taco Bell. Slim Chickens. Arby's, Sonic, McDonald's.
9 seconds. Okay. Ooh, good one. 5 Disney movies.
Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Tangled, Moana, Ariel, Little Mermaid, whatever.
10.96. Why did you go all 5 princesses?
I don't know, because that's what I know.
Interesting. So you're a little slow because it's not called Ariel. It's called Little Mermaid. That was funny. Okay. How many more you want to do? You want to do a 3 and 5?
Okay.
3 and 5 seconds. Ready.
Oh, no.
Ready, set, 3 books of the Bible.
Matthew, Mark, Luke.
that was an easy one. That was good. Okay, ready? 3 parables of Jesus.
In 5 seconds?
3.
Okay.
Done. okay. Let's see. Oh, let's go back to a 5 and 10.
Okay.
This is really hard.
This is hard. My brain isn't functioning tonight, so this is a lot harder than it should be.
This would be so fun to play with a youth group.
Yeah.
Because there's one that's 5 Bible verses about love.
Oh, that's hard.
That would be rough.
Or the Jesus Says game.
Yeah. Okay, ready? 3 and 5. 3 states.
Alabama, Georgia, Florida.
Nice. Okay, here's a 5 and 10. Ready? Pizza toppings.
Pineapple. Pepperoni, ham, spinach, jalapenos.
What in the world? What a horrible list. That was not a good list. Disgusting. These are so fun. All right, there's another game that it's said to play. Okay. I really want to do all of these. Let a guest or co-host ask you unexpected questions instead of the usual format. But no, we're going to do a Would You Rather.
Oh, no. We used to play Would You Rather with the girls at dinner every night. And then it kind of ended up only being, would you rather be in a tornado or a hurricane?
Yeah.
And it was that every single time.
I know. This is funny. Okay, here's some fun and lighthearted ones, and then we'll do some faith-based ones, okay?
Okay.
I feel like you have to do, like, me now on these.
Okay, hand it here.
Okay, are you going to do these?
I can.
Okay.
Let's see.
You can do me the 5 and 10, too, if you want. You just scroll up. Oh. Here's your timer. And then we can both do the... Here's your timer.
You want me to do 5 and 10 with you first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So scared. See how fast my brain works.
Oh. Okay.
You start the timer when you get done saying it.
Oh, that is so hard. Some of these are hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, 5 movie villains. Go.
Maleficent, Gaston, The Grinch. Was that 4 or 3?
4. You're way over.
Wow. Who would you say? The Evil Queen.
Evil Queen.
I was on Disney. That was hard.
Mother Gothel.
I would not have guessed Mother Gothel.
What?
Panic. Would that have counted? Hades? What? I'm just thinking all Disney characters.
Because that's all we know.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
I failed.
Five Olympic sports. Go.
Football, basketball, swimming, gymnastics, and skiing.
Good job.
You didn't say summer or winter, so I threw them both in there.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say hobby horse.
Oh, hobby horse. I think it's an Olympic thing.
Let's see. Ooh, okay. Ready?
Yeah.
5 excuses for being late.
Our kids wouldn't get dressed. Heather was in the bathroom. We had to brush our teeth. The car didn't start and we ran out of gas.
That was pretty good. Okay.
Okay, let's do Would You Rather now.
Okay. Would you rather?
Yeah. These are so fun. I like them because I like the 5 and 10 because it like gives you your brain some stuff. Speaking of hobby horse, we should get our kids into that. That seems like so fun. Okay. All right, we're doing Would You Rathers.
Would you rather?
Okay.
Always have to sing instead of talk, or always have to dance instead of walk?
I know what Josie would choose.
Josie would choose sing.
Yes, because she already does singing.
With everything.
I would rather sing. I feel like dancing, I would get really tired.
I need all the to time. Do that.
Just doing like the Zumba. just nonstop. I would rather sing. But I feel like I would be like, does it have to be like, when I think of you have to sing, it's like opera voice.
Because that's what Josie does.
Will people ever understand me? And then
but
I feel
if
like if I'm always
it,
dancing when I'm walking.
We're always singing.
Could you imagine walking around our neighborhood and just both of us dancing?
It'd be like on a Bluey episode.
Or you singing to me and I'm dancing as we're walking.
That'd be funny.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere instantly or be able to fly but really slowly?
Teleport instantly. Right? Wouldn't get to travel. But that'd be okay. Fly really slowly. That would be the worst. First off, I'm scared of heights, so I don't want to fly slowly. What if my flying power just goes away?
Oh, that's scary. Would you rather always have to eat spicy food or never taste anything again?
Oh.
Obviously spicy food.
Maybe. What if it hurts my belly?
You'd get over it.
I did eat that Mexican restaurant today, and my stomach didn't hurt.
Was it good?
Yeah.
What did you eat today?
I got the pollo con loco. Wait, pollo con queso.
Oh, so was that the fundido chicken thing that we used to get?
It's chicken with cheese.
Yeah. Was there a rice?
Yes.
So it was the cheesy chicken rice stuff?
See. but I think it's because of their salsa. Because their salsa was more marinara-y, which is not good at all. But it didn't hurt my gut. And it usually hurts my gut, and it didn't hurt today. Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, side note.
Would you rather, do you want to go to the faith one?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather spend a week on Noah's Ark or 40 days in the wilderness with Moses? I mean, 40 years. I read that wrong.
Would I rather spend how much time on the boat?
A week on Noah's Ark or 40 years in the wilderness with Moses. That's kind of obvious.
Yeah, I'd rather spend the week on the ark. I mean, as long as I'm not cleaning up the dookie.
Okay.
Wow, that was such a bad one.
Okay. Well, the next one is even like.
Okay,
worse.
Ask it, prompt it to give you better, more thoughtful, would you rather questions concerning the Bible.
I don't know how to do that.
You just type it in at the bottom.
Well, there's other would you rathers.
Okay.
Like other
any
categories. There's family and relationships, food and travel, silly and random.
You can do silly and random if there's as long as they're G-rated.
Would you rather always have to wear socks on your hands or shoes 2 sizes too big?
Oh, no.
Both of those are equally awful.
Yeah. 2 sizes too big is a little bit big.
Those would be like water boats.
Yeah.
Socks
on your hands. I guess you would never have to wash your hands.
You'd just change your socks on your hands. That's funny.
I'd probably choose the shoes, though.
Okay. Would you rather have a head the size of a watermelon or a head the size of a baseball?
Watermelon. They used to call me Melon Head when I was in college.
What?
Because I have a gigantic head and I wore an extra large helmet. So they would either call me Waterhead or Melon Head. So, Watermelon Head.
Oh, my.
They'd be like, hey, yo, Waterhead.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is so mean.
Yeah. They were bullies. But I got over it. And I crushed them.
Okay. Would you rather have to speak in rhyme for the rest of your life or only be able to whisper?
Oh, speak in rhyme. That would be so sick.
It'd be like speaking in... It'd be like a parable every time you talked.
Yeah, and every time I walked.
Okay, let's see.
But then you couldn't balk.
Okay.
You know, it's really time for us to start writing with chalk.
Would you stop? Would you rather never eat dessert again or never eat fast food again? I'm going to go with dessert. I would rather...
Absolutely not.
I'd rather never eat dessert again.
No more ice cream? Get out of town.
I like ice cream, but I'm not as big into ice cream as you and the girls are.
Oh, I would totally give up fast food.
Cheese
dessert.
Curds from
are
Freddy's.
Are you serious?
For real?
Bread pudding?
Oh, man. No, that can be a breakfast item.
No, it cannot.
Yes, it can.
No, cookie bar?
I haven't made that in forever.
The little Reese's pudding pie thing, parfait you got this weekend?
That was really good, actually.
Cobbler?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would rather have a McDonald's cheeseburger over all of that?
No, but Freddy's cheese curds sound pretty good right now.
I could
now.
Put some cheese curds in an air fryer for you. Can't believe you'd give up desserts. Wow. That is a good one, though. Fast foods. I mean, that also takes out, like, Raising Cane's or Slim Chickens or
exactly.
Taco Bell.
Exactly. I know.
But ice cream is life.
Okay. Would you rather have free flights for life or free food at restaurants for life?
Wow. That is a good one.
I would say free food at restaurants for life. How often do we fly places?
How often do we get to eat at a restaurant?
Exactly. So, food.
Yeah, we'd probably eat out a lot. As long as there's no limit. But free flights, we could go anywhere. We could go to Scotland.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be awesome. We could go to Hawaii. We could literally go anywhere.
Yeah.
Faux free. That is a hard one. That was a good one. Whatever category this is a good category.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. That one's food and travel. Those were the only good ones.
We could fly to Disney.
That's true. No 11-hour drive.
Oh, or we could drive and have all of our food be free.
Yeah.
And we could go to all the places at Disney and eat for free. That's hard. What qualifies a restaurant?
I don't know. It doesn't
quick
specify.
Service? Does that count?
Yeah, probably.
Does it have to be sit down tableside? Have you ever had tableside guac?
Tableside guac?
Like they make it?
No, I've never done that.
Apparently, the Pancho Villa place next to us does like...
Oh, we've seen them do
that. Yeah, somebody told me it's the best guacamole they've ever had.
We've seen them do that before because we watched them from afar.
I've never done that. I would like to do that.
I know.
Okay, continue.
We don't really eat out much anymore, though.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a pet dinosaur or a pet dragon?
They're the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Dinosaur and dragon are the same word. Dinosaur was just given... Was just made popular 200 years ago. Sorry, science lesson. Okay, how long have we been going?
I don't know.
It tells you on the GarageBand app.
35.
Wow. How fun is that?
That's pretty fun.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Hand me the topic indicator. Oh,
hold
again.
On. I've got one more.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to read minds but only bad thoughts, or be invisible but only when no one is looking? Why would you want to read bad thoughts?
You don't.
And why would you want to be invisible? But if you're invisible, nobody can see you anyway. So technically no one is looking already. So that doesn't make any sense. AI failed there.
No. They're both negative. Like, yeah. They're not either good powers.
No.
But think about this. Let's segue into... We would never want to hear bad thoughts because we always want to have good thoughts.
Exactly.
Because we want to think positively, because positivity is such a powerful tool, and we're having deja vu. Okay. So, yeah, that was fun. AI for the win on games. We're going to be doing this a lot now. These are good games. I finally prompted it, like, give me some good games to play on a podcast, and it was like, here you go. I need to set up like a... rapid fire questions, like give you 60 seconds and ask you, it says set a timer 60 seconds, ask a guest or co-host a series of random or themed questions. I know somebody would love to do these with us. And they're also podcasters. And then guess that sound. You can go through and get a bunch of different sound clips and just press boop, and then you have to guess it. Finish the sentence, start a sentence, and the other person has to complete it in an unexpected or funny way.
Example, I love that one.
If I could only eat one food for the rest of my life, it would be
ice cream. You would say ice cream.
No, it was for you.
Oh, for me?
What would you eat?
Definitely poke bowls and sushi.
Definitely. It would be definitely poke bowls and sushi, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's two foods, but okay. One food. Okay. Name that tune. Hum or humming a song would be funny. We could do hum that hymn. Guess that hymn.
Jesus loves me.
Yes. That's funny. Could be themed. Worship songs.
But I don't know the names of the songs. I just know the songs.
What is it? This is so funny.
I have no idea the name.
The battle
of it.
Belongs to the Lord.
Oh.
Okay, next one. This is too fun. These are some. This is fun.
Blue skies and rainbows.
There you go. What's an oldie one that you wouldn't know? Or one.
We will glorify.
It's my first song I ever led. Okay, that was way too fun of a podcast. We got to save some fun for next week. All right, so now you have all these games to play around the dinner table when you go home, for your kids and everybody, and your coworkers and your friends. Play all these games. They're funny. But again, thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. This is episode something, we don't know, season 2, episode something. But again, be positive, be encouraging, and maybe we should do this more at 9 o'clock at night. Around our dinner table. Okay. Any other thoughts?
No.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.